Reformed Church.
There's a particular verse the Lord's been bringing to mind regarding giving, and it's in Matthew 6, and when he says that, is not your life more than food and your body more than raiment? And in that chapter, we've taught on that before, and even in the Power to Wealth series, I was mentioning about how what the Bible says in Matthew 6 is that God would clothe you better than Solomon. And he compares, he says that the lilies of the field were in their glory. They're basically dressed better than Solomon, and how much more important are you than the lilies? And so God has no problem dressing someone better than Solomon, but this is an important thing that I want to emphasize, and going forward when I talk about wealth in general, this will definitely be something that I emphasize more so, and that is that our life is more than this stuff, though, and it's really important to recognize that. God doesn't mind, as I just said, even from Matthew 6, clothing you better than Solomon. But on a real practical level, you know what? We shouldn't be clothing ourselves better than Solomon unless that's something that's a very cheap thing for us to do because we have so much money. Like, if being clothed a certain way is taken away from eternal things that I can be supporting, then it's not worth clothing myself that way. And you know what? I'm not trying to micromanage, you know, how you spend your money. But on a broad level, though, those are just priorities. You know what? There are things. There's nothing wrong with having. But there are eternal things to do with our money, though. And that when he says, is not your life more than food? Like, it's not that he's not going to feed you. He wants to feed you, right? He wants, you can have the best food in the world. But I'm not going to be eating the best food of the world in the world if that's somehow taken away at all from the eternal things I could be doing with my money. Because the truth is, you know, sometimes we just, there's two ways to look at spending our money on eternal things. You can do life and then at the end of the month say, let's see what I have left over. Or you can say, no, this is a high priority to do eternal things with my money, make an eternal difference. And you know what? Sometimes just giving to somebody because the Lord led you to give to somebody makes an eternal difference. Because like we were saying before, that can just confirm to somebody the love of God and can get them to hear what you have to say just because you gave and you were generous with them. So there's that. But there's, of course, the gospel. There's eternal difference that can be made with the way that we use our money. And our money is more than just consuming it on stuff that people just consume it on. So I just wanted to mention that to you. There's nothing wrong with having things. And again, this is more of a philosophy change, not like you're going to be able to look at, you know, your budget and just always know what this looks like in a budget. But it's a philosophy. If it's a philosophy of yours, it'll come out in the way that you spend your money. And when you have that philosophy, you know, when eternal things and the gospel and getting people to know Jesus, the most important thing, and that should be a priority then in my finances as well. My life is more than just spending it on stuff. Even when there's nothing wrong with it, life is more than that. And I want to also just emphasize something that Pastor Zay shared recently too about debt. You know what? That's another thing that this is adjacent but not the same topic. It's on finances. But one more thing I just want to mention is that, man, you know what? God's will is that we not be in debt. He was talking about that, and I was really blessed by just what Pastor Zay was saying. I've listened to Dave Ramsey before, and he's, of course, like, against debt to I'm not going to say to an extreme, but he teaches it even a little bit from a different foundation, I should say, than I would take it. But he's against debt. And I had heard him for a while, and for instance, just to show you, like, I was still using a credit card. And there's nothing wrong with using a credit card. It's not a sin. It's nothing like that. But I was just still using a credit card because I'm like, I paid off. I was not spending money I didn't have. I was spending money I already had. I would just pay it off immediately. And the Lord showed me from Proverbs that the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. And when I saw that he wanted me to be out of debt for the sake of authority on this earth, God wants you to be an authority. As you grow in your knowledge, he wants you to be the one in authority, not people having authority over you. When I saw it from that, from a reigning in life perspective, I was like disgusted with my credit card. I'm like, I haven't used it since. Because it wasn't about the action. And again, I'm not saying if you use a credit card even the way that I was using a credit card and you're not spending money you don't have and all that. But I just was like, I want to train to reign. You know what I mean? Like now I'm like, now if I don't need this, okay, I get points on it, but I just didn't even care because I would rather reign. You know what I mean? Like that. And I just want to let you know that we use debt typically for convenience, and we do not use debt because we are so impoverished that we absolutely have to or we're going to die. That's when you use debt, okay? When you borrow, you should be borrowing because I have such a necessity for this thing. It's a thing that is a necessity for life, and I have such a necessity on this thing, and I cannot afford it, and I have to borrow and make my finances subservient to somebody else, and therefore I do that. But most people don't do that. Most people are using it because I could get a smaller thing, a cheaper thing, maybe something that's less good, for lack of a better term. But no, I want the better thing, so I'm going to borrow to get the better thing. And that's not the way you should be using. It's not a sin to go into debt, but that's not the way. You don't make your finances subservient to somebody else because of convenience. If I got to be inconvenienced to be the one in authority over my own finances, I'm going to be inconvenienced. Okay? It is not a convenience play. That is not the right way to approach lending or borrowing and lending. God wants you to be lending to other people. If you don't have it in your mind that God wants you to be rich enough to be lending to people and them paying you back, then you got a wrong view on finances. Okay? And you can work your way up to that financially, you know, allow God to add more and more wealth to you so you can pay off more. I mean, it's awesome that even Pastor Zay has shared, him and Miss Kim, they're like, they have zero debt, house paid off, everything's just paid off. And that's the way that it ought to be. And if you're not there, you know what, you can just start believing the Lord and say, Lord, add finances and funds to me so I can start lending to people instead of borrowing from people. And it's not just in this area, but God just wants you to be the one in authority in general. It could be at your job. Now, this is in proportion to your knowledge of Jesus, but as you grow in your knowledge, God is going to start putting you in authority over other people rather than people having authority over you. And it's not wrong to submit to authority. I'm just saying, though, that as you grow in your knowledge, that's what God will begin doing. And the one of the ways that God makes you the head and not the tail in the book of Deuteronomy is that you will lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. Again, it's not a command or a thing that's a sin, but that is what God's will is for you. And I just would ask you, are you moving in that direction, though? Are you moving in that direction? Because the thing is, it's one thing to say, you know what, my finances are not there yet. That's okay. Are you moving in that direction? Do you actually see yourself ever getting to a point where you end up there? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes what might be, you know, something that we say, well, you know what, my finances aren't there yet, that may be true. You know what, if there were certain things that I had to buy right this moment, my finances maybe wouldn't be there. But it's just a matter of measuring whether you saying your finances aren't there yet, is that something that you're shooting for, though? Are we shooting for that? Are we going for that? Are we moving in that direction? Are we seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, this is something that I want? Or is it just complacency that's sort of, you know, guised as my finances aren't there? You know what I'm saying? So it just, you have to measure what is complacency and what is, no, Pastor Mike, I'm in agreement. I'm shooting for it. It's like, again, it's like your body being a certain way. You could have a pain in your body. I got to stop right here, but you could have a pain in your body. And you say, you know what, my body's not, you know, lining up completely yet, but I'm telling you what, I'm healed by Jesus' stripes, and I know what he provided me, and that's awesome. But sometimes that could just be complacency, and you're not really seeking the Lord about it, you're just kind of saying that to get someone off your back, and you know, and so it's just a matter of what it is. If it's complacency, that's not good. If you say, you know what, I don't believe in it, and I don't accept it. I do not accept this in the name of Jesus. I do not accept pain in my body. I don't accept that in my mind. I don't accept the belief that pain is mine. Is something that it will not be tolerated in this mind. That's a great mentality. And you can still have the pain in your body. Your body may not be there yet, but your mind's there. You're shooting for it, right? That's how you have to be in your finances, where debt is now intolerable. Nope, thank you, Jesus. I don't accept that that's who I am, because it's a blessing of God to lend and not borrow. If that's your mentality and you're like full force, just full steam ahead, I do not tolerate this kind of stuff in my mind, that's fine. But let's just make sure that we're there, though. You know, and when he was sharing that, that's what I was thinking about. I'm like, you know what, that's really awesome. And maybe you're not where Pastor Zay is right now, but I tell you what, it's something, though, to shoot for. And because if your mind's not going there first, your body, your life, your finances are never going to get there either. Your mind's got to go there first. You got to believe these things to see the glory of God. But if we're not believing these things and we're just kind of complacent in our minds, your circumstances are going to stay where they are as well. Okay, so make sure your mind moves forward, and when your mind moves forward, everything else will too. Right? So just kind of like a horse, right? You got Brother Colin was here. I'd use some example with him, but it's kind of like a horse, right? Like they can't go where their head hasn't already gone. You got to pull their head, and if their head goes this way, then their whole body can go that way, and your head has to go there first, and then your whole body will go there as well. But it's nothing going to happen though if you're not pushing for it in your mind, right? Nothing's going to change otherwise. So now. Pastor Zay wants to share something with you real quick about that.
Sorry, just 2 seconds. Me and Miss Kim had been doing a lot of driving these last couple days. And while we were headed home, we got in this conversation because we saw community after community. I mean, buildings. I can't even tell you how many we saw. Building after building after building where you see Jewish communities going up all over the place, right? And I just told her, I said, well, good. Good for them, right? Because they have the money and they're doing it. But I told her, I said, you know what? The day is coming, though, where even from a financial perspective, the Jewish community will know who our Savior is. Even just because of the way you could see the blessedness of God on us. We were just sharing, you know, and I've been just thinking a lot about Abraham. You know, you could see Abraham's life and not hear him speak or anything, but you can tell even from his finances, you can see that he was blessed of God, right? And that is something that you see in a lot of people's lives. And there's many people that will look at what the Jewish communities are doing and criticize them. Now, maybe we're doing that out of jealousy, maybe, because maybe you want to have that amount of money so that you can buy the amount of land that they buy. And it should be that way, right? Like, why don't Christians have that kind of money where we can say, you know what? I want to buy this whole campground. I want to buy this whole block. But you feel like you can't do it, right? Because you don't see it yet. But you know, when I mean, it's awesome to speak about the blessedness of God in all kinds of areas in our lives, but I don't know why we exclude finances. Like, that's not like, and obviously that's not this church, right? But obviously we know that the Lord prospering you is prospering you in every single area of your life, right? So just like we say that we're healed, we should also know the riches that we possess inside of us. And then that can be you in a coming day, right? That can be you buying a social media platform, right? That could be you having the biggest electric car company on the planet, right? That could be you doing these big, huge things, because really the world is doing them. And we ought to, for sure. If the world can do it, how much more we that have the exceeding greatness of the power of God, right? But sometimes you see yourself, oh yeah, but I only have this little job, you know, I'm just a little nobody, right? You know what that's called? Seeing yourself like a grasshopper in your own sight, right? And obviously that's not who we are. I was just sharing before in pre-service, really, who we are, sure as heck ain't a grasshopper, right? We're his own chosen generation, his own special people, right? And the day is coming. It's not here yet, but the day is coming when people will look at us and they would say, man, I want to see what they have. And that also has to do with the prosperity that can be seen in our lives as well, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.